Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Yay, sports! March Madness, can you feel it?
Yes, no basketball news.
It's March 1st, that's okay.
It is March 1st.
It is March 1st. I thought it might have been leap year, and it wasn't. Driving to work this morning, I said, hey, it's March 1st. I thought we had one more day of frickin' February.
White History Month.
Kick its ass out of here.
Rest of them now.
Right? Yeah, the rest of them.
White History Month.
About time. Picking on the white man.
So hey, ask me who my new favorite LPGA golfer is.
Who's that?
Her name is Pornanong Fatlum. I wonder if her friends just call her Porn.
Or Fat.
Or Fat.
Porn Fat.
Porn Fat, they call her. Hey, Porn Fat, what are you up to? If that was your guy friend, that's what you would call him.
Sure.
Porn Fat.
For sure.
What nationality is that?
She's Thai, I think.
Got it. All right.
She's 28, looks 12. You know,
like
most members of the LPGA.
Yeah, 28, looks 12. What's your favorite kind of woman there, Todd? That'd be the clip I'd use there. But you, at least you're saying she's of age.
Oh, yeah.
But you would say, 28, look 12. Okay, whatever you're into.
I'll have to look out for her.
Porn Fat. Yeah, they call her Porn Fat.
The old Porn Fat.
Not one commentator's going to say that.
Yeah.
I'd call her Porn Fat if I knew her.
I don't know if she's any good. But I think the event was in Thailand.
If she's golfing, she's good.
Well, yeah, good point. Yeah. Better than us.
She's on TV. She's good.
Yeah. This day in 1990, our favorite league, the National Football League, added two wild card teams to their playoffs. This is part of TV deals that brought about $3 billion to
90,
the league,
right,
over the next
right.
4 years. Yeah. Yeah, and we know, I mean, many Super Bowl winners have been wild card teams.
Yeah. Keep it there.
Unlike the rest of the
sports. No more.
They don't deserve to win. Not that many, have there?
Well, the Broncos have done it. The Packers have done it. The Giants have done it. The Steelers have done it.
Steelers were the sixth seed, right? Yeah. They're a wild card.
Packers
wild
were a sixth seed in that last one.
Yeah.
Okay, than I thought.
Getting the playoff, yeah.
Quite a few. Yeah, just get in that league. That's the beauty of it. And the NFL Network, I noticed yesterday, which is still on the auxiliary television.
The Super Bowl is a game they play at the end of the season, Todd, and some teams win it.
Ouch.
Wow.
Sorry. And he looked confused over there.
And the Packer fans are the dicks. Right. Yeah. Let it be known that was Tyler. Steeler fan
Todd
over there.
Looked confused. We were talking about the Super Bowl.
About Super Bowl winners.
The winners, right.
I remember. There was a day.
You were there.
Yeah. My team would get there, and they would lose.
I know, but that's been years. That's when I was hitchhiking. That's how long ago that was.
Damn.
I had no idea you were an experienced hitchhiker.
Oh, more than that. In my brain, I have a bunch more stories like that.
Really?
Your car would break down or you run out of gas. It wasn't just me. You would stick your thumb out, and that's how you got places. You know? It wasn't, just what you did. A guy saved my life once. I think he probably saved my life. It was cold. I was at this club in Harrisburg in the city, and I went out and started my car. It wouldn't start, and I was dead. It was dead to the world. The car was done, and people were leaving because I stayed a little late to try to hook up. Didn't happen. I was by myself, and I'm thinking, I'll just sleep here in the car until the morning and then go to a payphone or something like that. And I'm thinking, it's getting too cold. Getting too cold to be sleeping here.
Payphone. So, kids, that's a phone you used to put change in and you would use the phone.
So I just left, and it was kind of in the sketchy part of the city, too. I finally made it to the highway and started walking across the bridge in the river there. And you know the Susquehanna River had a pretty wide river. And all of a sudden I'm hitchhiking, and this little, remember those MG midget cars?
Yeah.
Okay, it swings over, and I run up to the car, and like I said, I'm probably 21, 22 at the most, and I look inside. There's a cool-looking dude, beard, long hair, and a young chick. They're probably in their mid-30s. I'm looking back now, maybe, and they're coming from a club, and they go, hop in. There's no back seat, but there's that little crawl space behind.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in there with my face between them.
Hey, guys.
Basically, and I'm thinking, man, thank you. And then the dude steps on it, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. He steps on it, and I'm only about 5 miles from my hometown, and he's flying. And I hear him say to the woman, I thought of this lady, she goes, I better slow down. I don't want to get another DUI. And they weren't even called DUIs. Yeah, I think it was just called drunk driving. Yeah, exactly like that. But he was just flying, took me right to my parents' house, dropped me off, said, hey, good luck, dude. I said, thanks, man.
Thanks, bro.
It was, wow. I hate to say it was a different time, but it was.
But there's a movie that keeps coming to
people,
mind.
There were people. Not everybody's a murderer. And I don't think everybody's a murderer now. I think we've just scared everybody.
Yeah, you just don't trust anyone anymore.
Right, right. And you shouldn't hitchhike. I'm not saying that.
Right, right.
But I'm saying it. Not there's just as many crazy people then as there is now. We didn't have 24-hour news. We didn't have it, you know.
It sounds like you had bad friends.
No, I was there by myself that time.
That was your choice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we left guys at bars all the time back in those days.
How did you get there?
My car wouldn't start when I left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't start. It was dead.
So you got there with the car.
I drove to the car. Oh, we left a couple guys there, and you guys want to hang out? I'm going to stay here and try to hook up. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. And we'd leave.
Peace.
They'd hitchhike home.
Yeah, even in the crimeless Midwest, I never did that. I always caught a ride with a friend, or somehow I got home.
Yeah, never hitchhiked. There's a movie keeps coming to
mind.
Well,
you're younger than me, Petey. Believe me, you would have hitchhiked.
Fair
if you were
point.
My age, you would have hitchhiked.
Yeah.
Because you were just...
Just trying to get somewhere.
Yeah, you liked people. You didn't care. You had to get somewhere.
Hey, man.
No, I didn't hitchhike I was always stranded when I hitchhiked. Let's go with that.
Yeah, you didn't go out with the intention of hitchhiking.
No, yeah. Your car broke down, you hitchhiked.
Yeah, what are you going to do tonight? I'm going to go to the club for a couple hours and then see what I can find on the road.
It wasn't Uber back in the day. You just didn't leave and start hitchhiking.
There's a movie, I think Bob Saget was in it or something, but it was about the rules of the road.
That was called Bob Saget?
No, it was like, that was a line about... He was getting picked up or was picking up someone, and you had to know the rules of the road, and that was basically SOTOM.
Yeah. Oh, was it really? Okay. No, I never had to do
the movie.
That. Never had to do that.
Nobody rides for free.
Nobody asks gas or cash. No.
But apparently Tyler rode for free a lot.
Man. Good work.
Did you reciprocate? Did you ever pick up
hitchhikers? I've only ever picked up two hitchhikers. One dude I knew because I was driving out of my town, and I hadn't seen him in 10, 12 years, and I started to go past him. I said, is that Jim or somebody? His name wasn't Jim. But I pulled over, and he got in the car. I hadn't seen him in 10 years. But I did pick up a stranger once, and it was just a dude hitchhiking. I said, need a ride? He goes, yeah, and I took him up somewhere. And
took him right
up
22 and dropped him
up
off.
Up 22, Alex.
I mean, once I picked up a couple of guys outside of Fargo and gave him a ride to Grand Forks.
That just sounded crazy.
How did it end?
Yeah, there you go.
It ended with me dropping him off at the university.
And you moving on.
Yeah. Last night.
And then I went home.
Yeah. But you're right, Craig's right. You can't. It's, I mean, there was a time then after that there were signs saying no hitchhiking. I don't even think you see those signs anymore, do you, Craig? I think even they went away.
Signs on highways in Iowa.
No, on the interstates, they are there.
It still says no hitchhiking?
Yeah.
Okay.
And on the on ramps.
Yeah,
as well.
On the ramps. This is the only place I've seen them.
Okay. Yeah.
But I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
No.
My buddy BP, Dogma is a movie, and it was George Carlin.
Oh,
had that line.
It is George Carlin.
Are you aware of the rules of the road?
He is in Dogma, which is a Kevin Smith movie, right?
It is.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, BP.
Yeah.
With thumbs up Jesus.
What did we say? Phones are lightened up. Ninth caller.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody knew the movie.
Tickets
yeah,
see the
everybody
knobs
knows the movie.
Tickets to see the Knobs this weekend.
Ninth
caller.
Don't say that.
I'm in, man. Where are they at?
Don't say that.
You got to listen all week. You got to listen
man,
all
where
week.
Are they playing? I want to see that show.
Yeah. Dan Rather's going to be doing Robert Plant coming up next day. Big interview coming up.
Hmm.
That's a new one. New season.
Of the Robert Plant of the Knobs?
Of the Knobs, right. Of the famous Knobs.
So on the auxiliary television at home, the NFL Network's still there,
yes.
and they're this week they've been replaying last year's combine, which just is amazingly ridiculous to say. Just replaying last year's
just
combine
so,
coverage.
There's so much NFL programming. That's stupid. I mean, now current combine's cool, but They have all kinds of.
You know what? I mean, there's so. It's always on for me. So it was refreshing to not see a top 10, you know, worst trades or whatever. Right. It was like, oh, man, that's right. That dude did have a good combine. Like, holy crap, they're replaying last year's combine. And it starts tomorrow. The NFL combine goes through Monday. All the underwear Olympics. Yeah. Be news coming out of there. And yesterday we mentioned the coin flip that the NFL does for the 9th or 10th pick. Like, there was a tie with all the tiebreakers.
And Cleet has not been invited for that still.
The Levitator not flipping the coin for them.
No, they need to make it flip a coin. Sorry, Cleet.
But so whoever wins the whoever wins the coin toss gets the 9th pick. And there's actually odds out there on who will win the toss. And they're not even odds on a coin toss. The Raiders are -130. It means you got to bet 130 to win $100. There's a favorite in a coin toss.
There's no karma in that. A coin toss is 50-50.
Yeah.
It is 50-50.
Me up.
I mean,
it's absolutely 50-50.
It's 50-50.
They're just getting their nut.
Right. That's it.
That's just so the book can make money.
The Niners are even odds.
That's why it's a book.
Yeah.
Exactly. People will vote to get they'll bet some money, and they're hoping it doesn't work out.
And the book will make money.
Right.
That surprises me. So the whole
what would be the odds of Cleet flipped it? It'd be all over the board.
Oh, reflip would be the odds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'd have to factor that in.
Yeah, you got
to
reflip.
You must not be listening live, or we'd be getting a text right now.
So the whole league is in Indianapolis right now. You know, your coaches, assistant coaches, scouts, GMs, everybody's there. Mm-hmm. A lot of owners are even there. And as the league gathers, some nuggets worth reporting. You know, the Redskins, there's been reports they're going to use the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins, which would make no sense. They're not doing that. Doug Williams, who's a black executive.
Yep. Yes, he is.
How long has he been there?
I love that.
His whole life.
He hasn't been an executive his whole life.
That's true.
No,
he's been black his whole life.
Yeah. Yes.
He was a quarterback for a while. Now he's an executive.
But he says that Kirk Cousins will be a free agent. And then the Bears general manager confirmed they're going to cut Mike Glennon. And if you remember this time last year, Mike Glennon, who was a backup with the Buccaneers, signed a 3-year, $45 million deal with the Bears to be their next starter. Then they drafted a rookie. They benched him by week 5. He's going to be cut, outright released.
Man,
the NFL don't care.
He'll make some money somewhere, though. We were talking about that last night.
Well, maybe
it's
with
crazy.
Maybe with the Browns, because the Browns are going to have a new former starting quarterback, and somehow their return coach, Hugh Jackson, says even if they take a quarterback with that first overall pick, or they're – I think they have the 4th or something. They have first and 4th. They're still going to go after a free agent veteran because they want to sit whatever quarterback they take for the entire year.
Yeah, that's crap. Because you know what? Watch Glennon sign again for another $45 million. And then three games in, they'll start the rookie.
The Browns, baby.
Right.
And Broncos' John Elway says that both wide receivers Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are coming back, and there was a theory that one of the two of them wouldn't. This is pretty obvious to me. This is bait for whatever veteran they're going after.
Right.
And if they were planning on drafting a rookie to be the starter, one of those two guys would probably been gone because they're like, no, I'm tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also willing to trade their 5th pick. Matt Patricia has his beard back already, the Lions coach, the former Patriots.
Did he shave it?
Shaved it off his introductory press conference.
Off?
No, he just trimmed it.
No, he shaved it off for the press conference.
Oh, he did?
He still had a beard. It just wasn't the big, giant, bushy beard.
He had a beard or not?
No, he shaved it off for the press conference, and now it's a big old thing already.
He's still not going to wear the hat backwards coaching.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
And a great point about him, the guy always had a number 2 pencil in his hat and a laminated play sheet. What do you do with a number 2 pencil on a laminated play sheet?
I don't know.
How smart are you?
Apparently he's really smart. He went to a real smart school, right?
Yes. Aeronautical engineer. Right. And Ryan Shazier, this is not a surprise, but their Steelers GM confirmed he's not going to play next year. I think most people are like, well, duh. I just hope he's walking next year. Johnny Manziel says he'll play for free. No guaranteed money. If somebody wants to give him a chance. Now, this is probably not helping his case. He went on a podcast with a couple former teammates and explained. Remember the story before it was the season finale? He had started the game before. He was going to start against the Steelers and then just basically no-showed
because
he was in Vegas, right? Well, he's told the whole story.
It was a mistake to go a mid-season party in Vegas, right? That's what he said. It was an off week, right?
It was the leading into the final week.
Oh, that's
and he
right.
was going to play, and he said he had some concussion symptoms. He's trying to work that sympathy, excuse me. So he flew to Vegas like in the morning, and then he planned on returning that night. This was on a Saturday.
And there were pictures of him partying, right?
People started recognizing him, and like so he cut he like shaved his face except for a mustache, bought a mullet wig, so he could be Johnny Vegas basically, which he kind of is. And then posted a picture of him and his dog on Instagram and tagged it that he was in Ohio. This was just an old picture. So, you know, here's a guy who's going to start an NFL game. At this point, it's like 7 o'clock at night. His return flight out on Saturday was at 10:30. He was supposed to be at the stadium around 8. He decides to go to supper. And then after that, he decides to go to a concert.
Did he say supper?
No, I think he said dinner at a fancy place.
He called it supper.
I call it supper. So then he parties all night with the chain smokers, allegedly, which is like,
a horrible little
band or something like
that. Yeah, they're horrible.
And all of a sudden, it's 7 a.m. He's supposed to be at the stadium to, you know, be prepared to be a starting quarterback that morning at 8 a.m. It's 7 a.m. in Vegas. So at this point, what do you do if you're Johnny Manziel? You turn off your phone and you just go to sleep.
That's the call story. Sick?
Nope, he just turned off the phone and went to sleep.
He should have called. He should have passed out in an Uber and got a ride back to Cleveland from Vegas. Patrick Keene with us. Hi, Pat.
How you doing, guys?
Good morning, man. Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Colleen's here.
Colleen, hi.
Hey, good morning.
You had to hitchhike.
I did.
Come on.
Oh, I did.
Just hippies.
I hitchhiked from Iowa City to Toronto.
There you go.
So went all the way to
by yourself?
No, with a girlfriend.
Another girl
from college.
Man, this is such a movie.
We went on a search.
70, 71?
Yes, early 70s, 71, 72.
There you go.
We went on a quest to go find a poet out in Long Island that we
were. Of course you did.
So we hitchhiked. And then our intention was to then go to San Francisco. By the time we got to Toronto,
how many rides did it take you?
Oh,
two young girls. You picked up pretty much right away.
We stopped in Barnesboro, Pennsylvania. We stopped in Brooklyn. We stopped in Damariscotta, Maine. Then we went up into
ass,
Canada.
Grass, or ass? Which one did you get?
Oh, man. It was. Who can remember?
I threw in two asses there.
Yes, you did.
It was one. No cash.
I know, no cash.
Because
just
there were two of us. Yeah. She was really cute.
No passport needed, though, you were saying.
No.
That's amazing.
Not at that time. Yeah. So when we got to Toronto, I had just gotten my first credit card, and I went, damn it. We went to the airport and flew to San Francisco.
Man, great story.
But then I would hitchhike from Big Sur up to San Francisco for concerts
the
time. That's
what people did, right.
And, you know, I think I passed on Charles Manson giving me a ride one time. But otherwise.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Not going to go
there.
And
you encountered no particularly creepy, sketchy characters?
No, because we got in, families would pick the two of us up a lot.
Okay.
You know, we'd get in with a couple or with a family. And there were times that I would pass on it. We'd be in a
rest
stop.
You'd look in the car and go,
and I'd say, you know what? No, not quite ready to go, but thank you. And I'd flag them on and wait for the next.
Some guy with his pants open or something like that.
Oh, no.
Were there stories back then? Were there stories back then of stranglings or people getting kidnapped or any of that stuff?
First of all, 24-hour news didn't exist.
We didn't have social media,
didn't exist either. But once again.
But urban legends exist.
Everybody is not a bad guy.
Right.
Correct.
Even to this day, we're so worried. I mean, the stats show, we talk about this with kids nowadays. Would you let your kid ride around your town like we did as kids? You should. Stats show they're just as safe, maybe safer.
You probably could.
But you don't do it because we just don't do it.
No.
We don't do it.
We're so over-documented on everything.
I understand. I got kids, and I wouldn't let them just roam around like I roamed around that age.
I wouldn't let a kid do what I did.
Now, they live in the suburbs, my kids, but I lived in a small town. But we were gone all day. And it was not any safer then. We just didn't have 24-hour news promoting it. But people buy into that.
Right.
Y'all don't know who's out there. Well,
now people are craftier. I mean, look what's going on with the weird Uber guys who aren't really Uber guys picking people up.
Yeah. Petey again. Oh, yeah, that was one guy there trying to creep Petey out.
Always
once.
Make sure your Uber is actually an Uber.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Especially when you're completely hammered, right?
Oh, gone. Yeah. I'm not low-hanging fruit, fortunately.
Patrick, you never hitchhiked, Patrick?
Yeah, no, but we picked one up in the
there you go.
When I was a kid, right after my first communion in Southern California.
Your parents picked one up?
Yeah, my dad, of course. He was just kind of out there. But
good for him.
But my mom, you know,
so you're sitting in the back seat with a hitchhiker?
I'm sitting in the back seat with my grandma, and my dad's like, let's just grab this guy. I just got communionized, received the Eucharist for the first time.
Yeah. You were holy.
Yeah, I was very, very holy, and we're driving through Laguna Beach on the way to lunch or brunch or whatever happens after communion, because you still need to eat more, even though you've just taken.
Was it a dude?
It was a dude, yeah. It would have been the late 70s. It would have been 79 or 80,
perfect.
So it was hippie, you know, and it was some guy. And my grandma's like, are you kidding me right now? You're picking up a hitchhiker. Like, we just got our little guy communionized here, and we're getting a hitchhiker.
I was hitchhiking around those years. I wish you'd have picked me up.
Yeah, were you down in SoCal?
No, wasn't. Oh, but I'm just saying, that was about the ages I was hitchhiking.
We would have grabbed
the early 80s. You'd have grabbed me? Cool.
I think you just invented a word.
What?
Communionize. Right? I've never heard that used in a sentence before.
We do all kinds of stuff here.
Making love in my Chevy van. No. I would have to have it here. There you go. You got to pick you up in the van sometime?
It was a VW bus.
And it was two asses, right?
Yeah.
Patrick Keene with us, Funny Bone. Actually, you're at Funny Bone starting tomorrow night, right?
Yeah,
right.
With John.
But you're
Efron,
also, you got a corporate with our buddy tonight, right?
Are
you going with?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's something you can't
yes.
go to.
Yeah,
you,
are
tomorrow
you
got, night.
Or you got to sneak in.
Who's with Titus tonight?
I believe he's bringing Rachel Bradley, who will just do 15. It's all Titus.
Is Titus sold out tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Good to see you. See you later.
Nice work.
Good job. Good story. We'll see you later.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.